And now it's time for the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Tuesday the 9th of September. There are warnings of gales in Fitzroy, Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Shannon, Rockall, Bailey and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. Low, 100 miles west of Rockall, 995 expected. Rockall, 999 by 1800 Tuesday. Low, just northwest of Bailey, 980, moving away steadily northwestwards. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira. Southerly or southeasterly, 3 to 5, becoming variable, 2 or 3 for a time in the Utsiras. Showers, good, occasionally moderate in Viking and poor in the Utsiras. 40s, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger. South or southwest, 3 or 4, backing south or southeast, 3 to 5. Occasionally, 6 later, except in 40s. Showers later, good. Fisher, German Bight. Variable, 2 to 4, becoming cyclonic, 3 to 5 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Humber, Thames, Dover, White. Variable, 2 to 4, becoming south or southeast, 3 to 5 later. Occasionally 6 later in White. Showers, perhaps thundery later in White. Good, occasionally poor later in White. Portland, Plymouth, Northwest Biscay. Southerly or southwesterly, 3 or 4, increasing 5 to 7 for a time. Rain or showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. Southeast Biscay, variable 2 to 4, showers, good. Trafalgar, north or northwest, 4 to 6, showers in north, good, occasionally moderate in north. South Fitzroy, westerly or northwesterly, 4 to 6, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. North Fitzroy, Sole, Lundy, Fastnet. Southerly or southwesterly, 5 to 7. Occasionally gale 8 at first, veering westerly or southwesterly, 4 to 6. Rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Irish Sea, southerly backing southeasterly, 4 to 6. Occasionally 7 in south, rain or showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, Rockall. Cyclonic 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, except in North Rockall, decreasing 3 to 5. Rain or thundery showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Malin, Hebrides. South backing southeast 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, showers, good, occasionally poor. Bailey, south or southwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 3 to 5. Becoming variable 2 to 4 later, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, Faroes. Southerly backing southeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in West Faroes. Showers but fair in East Fair Isle, good, occasionally poor in Faroes. And Southeast Iceland, southerly or southeasterly, veering southwesterly for a time, 6 to gale 8, decreasing 3 to 5 later. Rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, south southwest 4, 24 miles, 1009 now falling. Stornoway, south 4, slight rain, 13 miles, 1008, rising more slowly. Lerwick, south southeast 2, mist, 5 miles, 1012, rising more slowly. Wick Automatic, south 2, 12 miles, 1011, rising more slowly. Aberdeen, southwest 1, 6 miles, 1012, rising more slowly. Lookers, south 1, 19 miles, 1012, rising more slowly. Bulmer, southwest, south by west 2, 22 miles, 1014, rising more slowly. Bridlington, west by south 1, 1015, rising more slowly. Sindetti Light Vessel Automatic, west by south 4, 11 miles, 1017. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, west southwest 4, 11 miles, 1018. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, west southwest 4, 1018, now falling. Jersey, west, southwest, 1, 12 miles, 1,019, now falling. Channel light vessel automatic, south by west, 4, 11 miles, 1,018. Scilly automatic, southwest, 4, 8 miles, 1,015, falling slowly. Milford Haven, southwest, 3, 22 miles, 1,014, falling slowly. Aberporth, south, 3, 22 miles, 1,014, falling slowly. Valley, southwest by south, 5, 16 miles, 1,013, now falling. Liverpool Crosby, south, southeast, 3, 14 miles, 1,014, now falling. Valencia, south by east, 4, moderate rain, 3 miles, 1,007, falling. Ronald's Way, south, 5, 13 miles, 1,012, now falling. Malin Head, southeast by south, 4, 16 miles, 1,009, falling slowly. And Macrahanish Automatic, southeast, 2, 35 miles, 1,011, rising slowly. And now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Monday the 8th of September. The general situation, a mainly southerly airflow will affect the United Kingdom tonight, with showers continuing in western and southern areas. Various Atlantic fronts will then move in from the west during the course of Tuesday and Wednesday, bringing strong winds and further showers or longer spells of rain, especially to western areas. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. South, 3 to 5, backing southeast 4 or 5 later, occasionally 6 later, mainly fair, good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. South, 3 or 4, backing southeast 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later, mainly fair, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. South or southwest 3 or 4, backing southeast 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later, mainly fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, south or southwest 2 or 3, backing southeast 4 or 5, mainly fair, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, westerly or southwesterly 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then southeasterly 4 or 5 later, mainly fair, good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, westerly or southwesterly, becoming variable 2 to 4, becoming southeasterly 3 to 5 later. Fair, then showers, then rain later in west, perhaps thundery. Good, occasionally poor later in west. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Southwest, 3 or 4, backing south, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later. Showers, then rain later, perhaps thundery. Good, occasionally moderate at first and poor later. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Southwesterly, 4 or 5, backing southerly, 5 or 6, occasionally 7 in west, veering westerly or southwesterly, 3 to 5 later. Showers with thundery rain for a time, good, occasionally poor. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Southerly or southwesterly, 3 to 5, backing southerly or southeasterly, 4 to 6. Occasionally 7 in west, veering southwesterly, 3 to 5 later. Showers, then thundery rain for a time. Good, occasionally poor. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. South or southwest, 3 to 5, backing south or southeast, 5 to 7, then occasionally 4 again later. Showers, then rain for a time, perhaps thundery. Good, occasionally poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. South, 3 to 5, backing southeast, 4 to 6. Showers, perhaps thundery at first. Good, occasionally moderate. Isle of Man, southwest 4 or 5, backing south 4 to 6, then southeast 5 or 6 later, rain at times later, good, occasionally moderate later. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough, south 3 to 5, backing southeast 4 to 6, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southerly 3 to 5, backing southeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 except in Firth of Clyde. Showers, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. southerly 3 to 5, backing southeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in south and west. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Ardnamurchan can point to Cape Wrath, southerly backing southeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 3 near Sutherland, increasing 7 at times later in south. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. And the Shetland Isles, south 3 to 5, backing southeast 4 or 5 later. Fair, good. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And that's the start of our week coming to a close here on Radio 4. We will be back from 5 o'clock tomorrow morning. In the meantime, the World Service will be keeping you company throughout the night. This is Kelsey Bennett at Broadcasting House in London. From Joanna Keane in the newsroom and myself and the whole of the Radio 4 team, wherever you are in the world, we want to thank you for listening with us tonight and we wish you a very peaceful night. Good night.
It's midnight GMT. This is Andrew Peach with Business Matters here on the BBC World Service. Good to have your company. Today we're live in Australia and the United States. On the way, the long battle for control of Rupert Murdoch's conservative media empire has drawn to a close. We'll ask what it means for Fox News and the Wall Street Journal. Another attempt to cut public spending in France. Another prime minister writing his resignation letter. So how do you deal with a problem like the French deficit? We'll have the latest on the immigration raid on a huge Hyundai car plant in the US state of Georgia and the reaction in South Korea. And we'll be in Germany, where the European auto industry has been checking out the latest EVs and worrying about US tariffs and competition from China. Those stories in Business Matters after the latest BBC World News.
Hello, this is the BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. Democrats from a US congressional committee have published an image of a bawdy letter purportedly sent by President Trump to the late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. The letter contained suggestive remarks typed within the outline of a woman's naked body. Sarah Smith reports from Washington.
Mr. Trump has completely denied having anything to do with this letter, calling it a fake and saying, "Those are not my words." A top White House official has posted online recent pictures of Donald Trump's signature, saying it's not the same as the one on the birthday letter. The White House press secretary says that proves the story is false. This ongoing saga over whether the Trump administration will publish all the information they hold on Jeffrey Epstein is distracting and damaging for the president, who's just been dragged back into the centre of the story.
The family of the media mogul Rupert Murdoch has reached a settlement that cements his son Lachlan's control of the business empire that includes Fox News and the Wall Street Journal. With more details, Peter Bowes in Los Angeles.
The family dispute stemmed from Rupert Murdoch's attempt to install his elder son Lachlan as his successor. He shares his father's political views. A court in Nevada had previously blocked his effort. But under the agreement, Lachlan Murdoch will secure control of the sprawling media empire, which includes The Times, Fox News and The Wall Street Journal. Prudence McLeod, Elizabeth Murdoch and James Murdoch, Lachlan's siblings, will receive just over $1 billion each for their shares in the business. In effect, the deal maintains the company's conservative stance at the highest level.
The French government has lost a vote of confidence in Parliament and the Prime Minister, François Bayrou, will resign in the morning. He'd wanted to cut public spending to tackle national debt, but MPs voted against him by almost 2-1. This report from Hugh Schofield in Paris.